Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, rescuing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the sea, chapter 18 of Antilila. This is continuing with the Gambhir Lila of Lord Chaitanya and the last portion of his pastimes on this planet. And he was feeling deep separation from Krishna, and he was going completely crazy and separation from Krishna. So this Sanskrit verse, Krishna's Kaviraj, summarizes the basic theme of the basic whole chapter is summarized in this first verse. Sharaj, Sharaj Jyotsna Sindor Avakalanaya Jata Yamuna Brahmad Dhavan Yosmin Hari Viraha Taparnava Iva Hari Viraha Tap Arnava, burning ocean of separation, an ocean of fire. Arnava means ocean, tap means fire, tapasya, like when you fast you get sometimes fired up. Viraha, Hari Viraha, separation. Nimagno Murchala Payasi Nivasan Ratrim Akilam Prabhate prapta swear avatu sa shachi sunari ihana. In the brilliant autumn moonlight, Sharat Jyotsna, Mahaprabhu mistook the sea for the river Yamuna. Greatly afflicted by separation from Krishna, Mahaprabhu ran and dove into the sea and remained unconscious in the water for the entire night. Prabhate prapta. In the morning he was found by his personal devotees. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Shachi, protect us by his transcendental pastimes. Ocean of suffering. Hari Viraha Tapa Arnave. Murchala, unconscious. He dove in the ocean. So he dove in the ocean and he dove in the ocean. He dove in the ocean of burning suffering and separation from Lord Hari. This is Radharani's, Krishna's experiencing Radha's Bhava, fully identifying with Radha's Bhava. Yamuna is reminding Radha of Krishna, of Hari. Hari Viraha Taparnava. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He Mate Mahaprabhu Anila Chale Vaise Ratri Dine Krishna Vichet Arnave Vase. While living at Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu floated all day and night in an ocean of separation from Krishna. So there's an ocean outside and there's an ocean inside Mahaprabhu's heart. So this ocean is to remind us. Of course, we have our Jal Keli there. But this ocean reminds us of the vast unlimited ocean of suffering in the heart of Mahaprabhu, Radharani's heart. Krishna Vichad Arnave Pase. Radharani was floating day and night in the ocean of separation. It's told earlier on Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu's mood was the mood of Radharani after Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. Sharad Kale Ratri Sava Chandrika Ujval Prabhunija Gana Lana Bedana Ratri Sakal. During one night of the autumn season, Sharad Kal Ratri, when a full moon brightened everything, Chandrika Ujvala, Mahaprabhu wandered all night long with his devotees. So he's wandering all over. He's wandering all night, Shara Purnima, full moon rising over the ocean. The east is that way. The full moon is rising in the east, a huge red moon. When it first rises, it's so red in color, like the face of a beloved decorated with kumkum. So seeing that face, and then remember the rasa dance. Udyane udyane brahmin, kotuka dekite, rasa lila ragita shloka padite shunite. Mahaprabhu walked from garden to garden, seeing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Udyan means garden, like we say Ishodyan, Isha Udyan, the garden of Radharani in Mayapur. Mahaprabhu walked from garden to garden, seeing the pastimes of Lord Krishna and hearing and reciting songs and verses about the Rasalila. Because that's what he was remembering. It's the full moon night of the Sharad season. That's the time of the Maharas dance in Vrindavan. Now he's in Puri. There's a mode of separation. Prabhu Prima Veshe Karin Gananartan Kabu Baba Veshe Rasa Lilanukaran. Mahaprabhu sang Gananartan and danced in ecstatic love, Prima Veshe, and sometimes imitated the rasa dance in emotional ecstasy, bhava vesh, rasa lilanukaran, imitating one pastime after another. And we say anukaran and anusharan, right? Anusaran. Anusaran means to follow the footsteps of the guru, and anukaran means to imitate. Kabu bhavan made prabhu iti utidhai, Vume Pari Kabu Murcha Kabu Gari Jai. Mahaprabhu sometimes ran here and there in the madness of ecstasy. Bhav Unmad. Mahabhav Unmad. Divyonmad Unmad. Mahabhav. This is Madanakya Mahabhav. This is the topmost pitch of love and separation, total madness. And sometimes he fell and rolled on the ground, tumbling on the ground. And then sometimes he became completely morcha, kabu, kabu, morcha, totally unconscious. Rasali lara eka shloka javi padeshune purvavata tabe arta karina apane. When Mahaprabhu heard Surab Damodar recite a verse concerning the Rasalila, or he himself recited one, he would immediately personally explain it, as he had previously done. Rasalila ek shlok. E mata rasalilai hayajata shlok sabara artakari paya kabuharsha shlok. In this way, Mahaprabhu explained the meaning of all the verses concerning Rasalila. Sometimes he would be very shoka, lamenting and sad, and sometimes he was harsh, he was happy. Sei sava shlokera arta, sei sava bikar, sei sava varnite granta, haya ati vistar. To explain fully all those verses and all the transformations that took place in the Lord's body would require a very large volume. Dvadasha vatsare jeje lila kshane shane, ati bahulya baye granta. So, as not to increase the size of this book, I have not written about all the Lord's pastimes, for he performed them every moment of every day for 12 years. So this is the 12 years of Gambhira Lila. As we said, it's often considered that the measurement of 12 is considered a yuga also. Yugayutam nameshena chakshusha pravashayutam shunyayutam jagatsavam govinda virahiname. In this Shastakam verse, Mahaprabhu in the ecstasy of Radha's Mahabhava and separation from Krishna, saying, Yugayutam nameshena, This yuga refers to 12 years, the 12 years of Gambhira Leela. The 12 years of Gambhira Leela, this was like one yuga. So that Krishna was feeling, Mahaprabhu was feeling that 12 years in Gambhira, that was like, you know, unlimited time. Sometimes they say that this yuga refers to that. Yuga, like, for the human life, we pass 12 years, it's like a yuga, they say like that, in astrology. So every 12 years of our life, something major happens. Change our job, or change our location. In 12 years, we change our body. You have a child's body, at the age of 12, you become a young man or a young woman. Then 24, you change your ashram. From celibate life to married life. You're married at 24, 12 years later, you think, oh, I think I made a mistake. And then you struggle on for another 12 years, till you're 48. Then you finally say, that's it, I'm out of here. Then finally, after 12 more years, you get out when you're 60. So that's in general life cycle. It could be the life cycle. So every moment he performed these pastimes of Mahabhava and separation. That's why he told Nityananda and other devotees, all right, for 6 years I've traveled all around India, and now I've come and made my base here in Puri. I'll stay here for 18 years. And the devotees came for 6 years for Rath Yatra, Chaturmasya, luncheon engagements in different devotees' houses, and dancing in Rath Yatra. Then after 6 years, Lord Chaitanya said, listen, Nityananda, you stay and preach in Bengal. You have to do work that I can't do. So that's 12 years. And then the remaining 12 years of his 24 years in Puri was totally Gambhira Leela. He didn't so much come out and interact with the devotees. He even told them, why are you coming? And they would insist on coming. Still they would come for Rath Yatra. And sometimes even for Chaturmasya. But he would tell them, Shivananda, don't come. You're disturbing my ecstasy. I just want to be alone with Lalita and Vishaka. I just want to be alone with Sridhara and Rai Ramananda. Because the internal reasons why I've come here to this world to understand Radha Pranaya Mahima, the glories of Radha's Pranaya, or Bhav, or Mahabhav, that is happening now. Purve Jay Dik. Dekhanachi digdarshan taichi jani havikara pralapavarnan. Krishna's Kaviraj says, I am describing the mad speeches and bodily transformations of the Lord only in brief. Sahasravadane jabe kahayevananta ektinera lilaratavo nahipaya anta. If Ananta with his 1,000 hoods tried to describe even one day's pastimes of Mahaprabhu, he would find them impossible to describe fully. Koti Juga Paryanta Jalilikaya Ganesh Ekadinara Lilara Tabu Nahi Payashe. If Ganesh, Lord Shiva's son and the expert scribe of the demigods, tried for millions of millenniums to fully describe one day of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he would not be able to find their limit. Bhaktera premavikara deki Krishna chamatkar Krishna jarana apaya anta keva charaar. Even Lord Krishna is struck with wonder at seeing the transformations of ecstasy in his devotees. If Krishna himself cannot estimate the limits of such emotions, how could others? Bhakta premara jatta dasha jagati prakar jatta dukkha jatta sukha jatte kapikar Krishna ta samyak na pare janite bhakta bhavangi kare taha aswadite. Krishna himself cannot fully understand the conditions, the mode of progress, the happiness and unhappiness, and the moods of ecstatic love of his devotees. He therefore accepts the role of a devotee to taste these emotions fully. In other words, Krishna cannot understand Radharani He's the ideal. The preem vikara, the transformations he undergoes. Na pari janite, bhakta bhav. What is that mood of a devotee? Like this, like the rasgulla or like the gulab jamun, it's made of sweet, but it doesn't know the taste of its own sweetness. So what does my devotee feel like when he serves me? I am the seva shraya, I am the object, I am seva vishaya, I am the object of seva. But how does the ashraya, the prema shraya, how will they feel? Krishnera nachaya prema bhaktere nachaya apane nachaya tine nachaya ekatani. Ecstatic love of Krishna makes Krishna and his devotees dance. And it also dances personally. And this way all three dance together in one place. Krishna nachaya prema bhakta nach. Krishna nach, bhakta nach. And prema nach. The love, when Krishna bestows his love to the devotee, upon his surrendered devotee, then the devotee dances. And Krishna dances with his devotee. And the love itself also dances. Premara vikara varnite chahi jay jana chanda darite chahi jainahana vama. One who wants to describe the transformations of ecstatic love of Krishna is like a dwarf trying to catch the moon in the sky. Vayu jache sindhu jalar hare ekakanna Krishna prema kanataiche jivera sparshan. As the wind can carry away but a drop of water in the ocean, a living entity can touch only a particle of the ocean of love of Krishna. Krishna prema kana, just a ray, a particle, jiva sparsha. Kshane kshane ute premar taranga ananta jiva chara kahantara paibeka anta. Endless waves arise moment after moment in that ocean of love. How could an insignificant living entity estimate their limits? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jaha Karena Aswadhan Sabeka Janita Swarupadigan. Only a person on the level of Swarup Damodara Goswami can fully know what Mahaprabhu tastes in his love for Krishna. That's Swarup Damodara's Lita Sakhi. Lita Sakhi knows what Radharani is experiencing. Sakhi's also experienced Mahabhava. Jivahana kare je tahara varnan apana shodite tara chonye ekakanna. When an ordinary living entity describes the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, he purifies himself by touching one drop of that great ocean. So that's what we're doing here. We're purifying ourselves by touching a drop of that great ocean of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. E matarasera shloka sakala ipadila sheshe jala kelera shloka parite lagila. Thus all the verses about the rasa dance were recited by Mahaprabhu and his followers. Then finally, the verse concerning the pastimes in the water was recited. This is 10:33:22. Because after the rasa dance, they danced for so many hours, starting 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 hours, 1 o'clock. Then they felt fatigued, so much perspiration, tired dancing. Then they want to relieve their fatigue, they went to the Jamuna to take bath. Just like when you, if you feel fatigued, you take a bath, you feel fresh. Tabirita shram apohitam angasanga grishta srajasa kuchakun kamavranjitaya Gandharva palibir anudrutta avishad va shanto gajibir ibarad ibavina setu. As an independent leader among elephants enters the water with his female companions, Krishna, who is transcendental to the Vedic principles of morality, entered the water of the Jamuna with his gopis. His chest had brushed against their breasts, crushing his flower garland and coloring the garland with the red kumkum powder from their breasts. Attracted by the fragrance of that garland, humming bumblebees followed Krishna like celestial beings of Gandharva Loka. In this way, Krishna mitigated the fatigue of the rasa dance. So that was the final verse of their recitation. So this verse, they're wandering in different gardens, Jarnapalava gardens, they're wandering here and there. And then this verse comes up, they're absorbed in meditating, entering into the bhavas and experience of the rasa-lila, by lila, spurti, by hearing the shlokas and traveling there, by the strength of their bhav and their attachment and their smaran. Then this verse is spoken about the yamuna. So then Mahaprabhu is absorbed in this feeling of the yamuna. Yes, because they're there. And as it just so happens, as they were wandering, Eimata Mahaprabhu Brahmate Brahmate Aitota Haite Samudra Dekina Achambite. While thus wandering near the temple of Aitota, which is Gundicha, Mahaprabhu suddenly saw the sea, waves dancing under the glistening rays of the moonlight. And naturally one could conclude what he thought. Chandra Kantye Uchalita Taranga Ujwal Jalamalakari Jena Jamunara Jal. Brightened by the shining light of the moonlight, the high waves of the sea glittered like the waters of the river Yamuna. Jamunara Brahme Prabhu Dhana Chalila Alakshite Jai Sindhu Jale Jampa Dila. Mistaking the sea for the Yamuna River, Mahaprabhu ran swiftly and jumped into the water unseen by others. Parite Haila Murcha Kichui Na Jane Kabu Dubhaya Kabu Basaya Tarangera Gane. Falling into the sea, Mahaprabhu lost consciousness and could not understand where he was. Sometimes he sank below the waves, and sometimes he floated on the surface of the ocean. Tarange vahiya fire jena shiksha kashta ke bujite pare e chetanjera nata. The waves carried Mahaprabhu here and there like a piece of dry wood. Who can understand this dramatic performance of Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Nath. Konark Kera DK Prabhur Tarange Lana Jai Kabu Dubhana Rakke Kabu Basana Lana Jai. Keeping the Lord sometimes submerged and sometimes afloat, the waves carried him toward the Konark temple. Jamanate Jalakele Gopigana Sange Krishna Karena Mahaprabhu Magnase Range. Mahaprabhu fully merged in the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna performed with the gopis in the waters of the Yamuna. So he was very good udipan for remembering Yamuna Leela. You're floating in the ocean, surrounded everywhere by water. So then he's merged, his body is merged in the ocean. There's the Bay of Bengal, but he's thinking it's Yamuna. And then his consciousness merged into the Leela of Krishna. It's called Leela Tanmoy. Become one with the Leela. His mind, his heart, everything entered into the Leela. There was no separate identity. He didn't have any separate identity. His mind and heart, his identity fully merged into Leela. He's in the Yamuna. He's really in the Yamuna. He's really in the... And he's bathing after the rasa dance. He's fully absorbed in this consciousness. And he's seeing the Jalakeli Gopi Gana Sange. Krishna's Jalakeli with the gopis, he's seeing it. Ihan Sarupadi Gan Prabhu Na Dekhiya Kahan Kela Prabhu Kahi Chamat Kita Ana. Meanwhile, all the devotees headed by Sri Damodar lost sight of Mahaprabhu, astonished, Chamakita. They began searching for him. Where has the Lord gone? Kahan Gela Prabhu. Manovege gela prabhu dehi te narila prabhurina dekiya samshaya karite lagila. Mahaprabhu had run off at the speed of the mind, so no one could see him, or to speak of catching him. Thus everyone was puzzled about his whereabouts. So they conjectured, where did he go? If you're with someone, you're walking with someone, imagine, you're walking along, sort of down there, right on, and they're walking along. And all of a sudden, hey, where's the Lord? I don't know, he was just here a second ago, toot, and disappeared. Which way? I don't know. We were just talking. I didn't even notice. The speed of mind means. So now, where do you think he went? I don't know. Where did he go? Jagannatha dekite kiba devalaya gela anya udyane kiba unmada parila. Has the Lord gone to the temple of Jagannath? Or has he fallen down in madness in some garden? Unmad, divyonmad, mahabhav. Transcendental madness. Gundicha mandire gela kiba narendrere chataka parvati gela kiba konark kere. Perhaps Mahaprabhu went to the Gundicha temple or to Lake Narendra where they have the boating pastimes. Maybe he went to the Narendra or the Chatak Parvat. Maybe he went to the temple of Konark, the sun god, because Radharani worships the sun god, the Surya temple. She goes to Surya Kunda and Krishna Lila, Mahaprabhu goes to Konark. Radharani worships Suryadev, Vrishabhanandani. So Konark is Arka, means sun. Konark is a Tisanga temple. Eta Bali Sabe Firi, Prabhure Chahiya, Samudre Retire Aila, Katajana Tam Lana. Talking like this, the devotees wander here and there looking for the Lord. Finally, they came to the shore of the ocean, accompanied by many others. Chahiye bedaite aiche ratri shesha haila antardhana haile prabhu nishchaya karila. While they were searching for Mahaprabhu, the night ended, ratri shesh. And thus they all decided, Mahaprabhu has now disappeared. So it was an extremely moving scene. They couldn't find him. Prabhura vichede kara dehi nahi pran anishta shanka bina kara mani nahi an. In separation from Mahaprabhu, everyone felt as though he had lost his very life. Nahi pran. The devotees concluded that there must have been some mishap. They could not think of anything else. Anishya Shankini Bandhu Ridiyani Bhavantihi. This is a quotation from Abhigyan Shakuntala Natak. Anishya Shankini. Doubts about a mishap. Bandhu Ridiyani Bhavanti. The relatives will hold such a doubt in their hearts. A relative or intimate friend is always fearful of some injury to his beloved. Samudrera tire asi jukati karila chirayu parvata dike katajana gela. When they arrived at the seashore, they conferred amongst themselves. Some of them sought out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Chatak Parvat. Purva dishaya chale sarup lana katajan sindhu tire nire karen prabhura anveshan. So Damodar proceeded east with others, looking for the Lord on the beach or in the water. Vishade vivala sabe nahika chetan tavo prene bulekari prabhura anveshan. Everyone was overwhelmed with moroseness and almost unconscious. But out of ecstatic love, they continued to wander here and there, searching for the Lord. Dekena eka jalia aise kande jalakari hase kande nache gai bale hari hari. Passing along the beach, they saw a fisherman, approaching with his net over his shoulders. This fisherman was laughing, crying, dancing, and singing. He kept repeating the holy name, Hari, 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 Hari. Jali jara cheshta deki, sabarat chamatkar, saruho sanani, tari puchena samachar. Que pasa? Kya hua? Kya samachar? A bully. Seeing the activities of the fishermen, everyone was astonished. Chamatkar, sub chamatkar. Sri Damodar Goswami therefore asked the fishermen for some information. What's the news? Why are you so ecstatic? Kaha jalia e dike, dekila e jana, tamara e dhashakene kahata kara. My dear fishermen, why are you behaving like this? You're laughing, you're crying, you're dancing, you're singing, you're repeating, Hari, 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 Hari. Why? Have you seen someone hereabouts? What is the cause of your behavior? Please tell us. Anjaliya kahe ihan. Anjaliya means a fisherman. The fisherman said, Jalaya kahe ihan eka manushya na dekila jala wahite eka mritaka mora jale aila. The fisherman replied, I have not seen a single person here, but while casting my net in the water, I captured a dead body. Bara matsya bhalyami utayinlam jatane mritaka dekite mora bhaya hoila mone. I lifted it with great care, thinking it was a big fish. I got a big catch today. He's a fisherman, right? This is his livelihood. But as soon as I saw that it was a corpse, great fear arose in my heart. Jala kasaite tara anga sparsha haila sparshe matrese bhuta vidaye pasila. As I tried to release the net, I touched the body. And as soon as I touched it, a ghost entered my heart. Oh, oh, oh. Baye kampa haila mora netre wahai jal gadgara bhani roma utila sakal. I shivered in fear. I shed tears. My voice faltered, and all the hairs of my body stood up. Kiba brahma daitya kiba bhuta kahani na jai darshana matre monash jera paishe se kai. I do not know whether the corpse I found was the ghost of a dead Brahmin or an ordinary man. But as soon as one looks upon this corpse, the ghost enters his body. Sharira digalatara hata pancha shat ekeka hasta paratara tina tina hat. The body of this ghost is very long, 5 to 7 cubits. Each of its arms and legs are as much as 3 cubits long. Ashti sandhi shutile charma kare narabhare taha deki prana kare nahi rahe dhare. His joints are separated beneath the skin, which is completely slack. No one could see it and remain alive in his body. Mada rupa dhari rahe utana unayan kabu gong gong kare kabu rahe achant. That ghost has taken the form, has entered that corpse, but he keeps his eyes open, and he utters the sound, gong, gong, gong. And sometimes he remains unconscious. Sakshat dekechon more paila se bhut, mui maile mora kaiche jive stri put. I have seen that ghost directly with my own eyes, and he's haunting me. But if I die, who will take care of my wife and children? Seta butera kata kahana jai ojatani jaichon jari se buta chadai. The ghost is certainly very difficult to talk about, but I am going to find an exorcist and ask him if he can release me from the effect of this ghost. Ekaratri buli matsya mariye nirjan but prek amarana lage nishringa smaran. I wander alone in the ocean at night, killing fish in solitary places. But because I remember the hymn to Lord Nisringa, ghosts do not touch me. Nisringa Smaran. Nisringa Varekita. He Buddha Nisringa Name Chapaye Dwigun Tahara Akara Dekite Baya Lage Ma. This ghost, however, overcomes me with redoubled strength when I chant the Nisringa mantra. Usually I chant the Nisringa mantra and all no ghosts bother me. But now I'm chanting this, now the ghosts are twice as much. When I even see the form of this ghost, great fear arises in my mind. Otana jahiya jaiha ami nishedi tomare tahan gele se but lagibe sabare. Do not go near there, I warn you. If you go, that ghost will catch you all. Hetashuni Swarup Gosai Savatatva Jani Jali Jare Kichukai Sumadhura Vani. Hearing this, Srup Damodar could understand the full truth of the matter. He spoke sweetly to the fisherman. Sumadhura Vani. Very sweet Vani. Ami Bhara Oja Jani Bhut Chayete Manchapari Shihastadila Tahara Mata. I am a famous exorcist, my dear fisherman, and I can rid you of this ghost. He then chanted some mantras and placed his hand on top of the fisherman's head. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Tejase Avyavibhava Vajranaka Vajranastra Karmashaya Rundaya Rundaya Tamograsa Grasonsa Tina Chapara Madikahi Bhutta Paina Bayana Paya Pale Sustira Kaila. He slapped the fisherman three times. Now the ghost has gone away, do not be afraid. By saying this, he pacified the fisherman. Heka prema adi bhaya dvigona astira bhaya amsha gela se haila kichudhira. The fisherman was affected by ecstatic love, but he was also fearful. He had thus become doubly agitated. Agitated by ecstatic love, prema, and agitated by fear, bhaya. Now that his fear had subsided, however, he became somewhat normal. Kichu dear. Sarup kahi janre tumi kar buddha gyan but nahi teno krishna chaitanya bhagavan. So Damodar said to the fisherman, my dear sir, the person you are thinking of is a ghost. The person you are thinking is a ghost. It is not actually a ghost, but is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Veshe Padila Teno Samudrara Jale Tanre Tumi Utaila Apanara Jale. Because of ecstatic love, the Lord fell into the sea, and you have caught him in your net and rescued him. Tanrasparshe Haila Tomar Krishna Premodhai But Pretakyane Tomar Haila Mahabhai. Simply touching Mahaprabhu has awakened your dormant love of Krishna. And because you thought of him as a ghost, you were very afraid of him. Ebe Bhaya Gela Tomar Mane Haile Stire Kahan Tanre Utanacha Dekaha Amare. Now that your fear is gone and your mind is peaceful, Stire, please show me where he is. Jaliya kahi prabore dekhya chon bhar bhar teno nahin e ati bikrita akar The fisherman said, I have seen the Lord many times before, but this is not Mahaprabhu. This body is too much deformed. It can't be him. I know what he looks like. Sarukahi tandahai premaravikar ashti sandhi chari haya ati dirgakar. Sri Damodar said, the Lord's body becomes transformed in his love for God. Sometimes the joints of his bones separate and his body becomes very much elongated. Shuni sejalila anandita haila savalana gila mahaprabhure dekaila. Hearing this, the fisherman became very happy. He brought all the devotees with him and showed them Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhumite pariyache prabhu dirga savakai jale shweta tanuvalu lagijache gai. Mahaprabhu was lying on the ground, his body elongated and bleached white by the water. He was covered from head to foot with sand. Ati dirga shitala tanu charma nakaya durapata utankari ananana jai. Mahaprabhu's body was stretched, his skin was slack and hanging loose. To lift him and take him the long distance home would have been impossible. Ardra kopin dura kari shuksha parana pahirvase sholaila baluka chadhan. The devotees removed his wet undergarment and replaced it with a dry one. Laying the Lord on an outer cloth, bahirvas, they cleaned the sand from his body. Sabe mele uchakari karina sankirtane uchakari krishna kahin prabhur kane. They all performed sankirtan, loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna into the Lord's ear. Katakshane prabhur kane shada parashila hunkara kariya prabhu tabahi utila. After some time, the sound of the holy name entered the ear of the Lord, who immediately got up making a great noise. Hutite asti savalagila nijastani arda bai iti uti karina darshane. As soon as Mahaprabhu got up, his bones assumed their proper places. With half external consciousness, the Lord looked here and there. Tina dashaya Mahaprabhu brahina sarvakal antardasha bhaya dasha arda bhaya ar. The Lord remained in one of three different states of consciousness at all times, internal, external, and half external. Antardashara kichugor kichubhaya gyan se dasha kahe bhakta arda bhaya nam. When Mahaprabhu was deeply absorbed in internal consciousness, but he nevertheless exhibited some external consciousness, devotees call this ardabhaya, half external consciousness. Ardabhaya kahina prabhu pralapava chand akashe kahina prabhu shunena bhaktagan. In this ardabhaya, half external consciousness, Mahaprabhu talked like a madman, pralapava chand. The devotees could distinctly hear him speaking to the sky, akash kahina prabhu. Half external consciousness means he's not aware of his surroundings. When he's in antardasha or antardarsha, then he's unconscious. His eyes are closed. He's absorbed in samadhi in the spiritual world. And when he's in bahir dasha, then he's interacting, seems somewhat normal, chanting sankirtan, moving with the devotees. But ardabhaya is when he's leaving this internal state of absorption in lila tanmoy, lila pravesh, totally in lila samadhi, and coming back, he's a little disoriented. He's something there and something here. His eyes are open, so he can see. Oh, he's not just lost in samadhi or looking like a pumpkin or looking like so prem vikar. He's back to somewhat normal. His eyes are open. He's speaking something. He's not saying gong, 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 jaga, gaga, jaga, gaga. He's speaking something audibly. We can understand. This is ardabhaya. But still, he's not aware of who's here, where am I. He's just looking around. He's not seeing anyone. Everyone's all around them are all his devotees. Gadadhar Pandit, Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda. They're all there. He's not seeing them. Sometimes people are staring in space and, hey, what are you looking at? So what is he saying? Kalindi dekhiya ami kilana vrindavan dekhi jala krida kari rajendra nandam. Seeing the river Yamuna, I went to Vrindavan. And he saw the Samudra, the Bay of Bengal. Ah, Kalindi, Yamuna. He ran, dove into the ocean of Premarnava. And went unconscious all night. Just floating in the waves, sometimes under the water submerged, three logs of wood floating in the ocean of Prem. One golden log floating in the ocean of Prem. Mahaprem, Mahabhava, Radharani. Sometimes we're deep down in the waves, sometimes a log goes down to the bottom and then it comes up to the top. Log means a big piece of wood, right? Log. And then the fisherman catches it and he's still unconscious. So this is what he's experiencing. I saw Brajendra Nandan performing Jal Keli in the water. Radhikari Gopigana Sange Ekatra Mile Jamanara Jali Maharange Karan Keli. Krishna was in the water of the Yamuna in the company of Radhika and the gopis. They were performing pastimes in a great sporting manner. Maharange means, Rangi means sporting, playful, sporting attitude. Tire Rahi Dekiyami Sakigana Sange Ekash Saki Saki Gane Dekaya Seyang Rangi. I saw this pastime as I stood on the bank of the Yamuna in the company of the gopis. One gopi was showing some other gopis the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the water. So this pastime, the previous pastime of seeing in the Leela of the Kunjas and seeing this Jal Keli, sometimes acharyas say this indicates Mahaprabhu is showing Mandri Bhav here. Because Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, but he's seeing Radha and Krishna. He's not saying I'm seeing myself, right? I'm seeing that I'm with Krishna or that I'm with Radha. He said, I'm seeing Radha and Krishna. I'm standing in the bank with the other gopis, because that's what the Mandris do. They wait on the banks of Radhakund or Jamuna with fresh dry cloth and ointments and unguents, and to decorate the Lord and his lady, Radha and Krishna. So one gopi said, look at the pastimes. Dekai, say runge. Eka saki, sakigan. Eka saki, I'm one saki amongst all those other sakis. Patavastra alankare, samarpiya sakikare. Patavastra alankare, samarpiya sakikare. Shukshma shukta vastra paridhan. Krishnalana kantagam kahila jalavagan jalavagana jalakili rachila sustam. All the gopis entrusted their silken garments and ornaments to the care of their sakis. Then they put on fine white cloth suitable for bathing. Krishna, taking his beloved gopis with him, bathe and perform very nice pastimes in the water of the Jamuna. Sakihe, Dekha Krishnara Jal Keli Rangi, Krishna Mata Kari Var, Chanchala Kara Pushkar, Gopigan Kara Nira Sange. Oh, Sakis, just see Krishna's sporting pastimes in the water. Krishna's restless palms resemble lotus flowers. He is just like the chief of mad elephants, and the gopis with him are like she-elephant. Arambila jal keli, anyonye jala fela peli, hura hudi varsha jala dhar, sabe jaya parajaya, nahi kichu nishchaya, jala judha varila apar. So he's just speaking this. Who's he speaking it to? He's not even conscious anyone's around him. He's just half conscious and half unconscious, Ardhavaya, dasha. Yes, I'm there, I'm in Vrindavan, I'm on the banks of the Yamuna, and I'm waiting with dry cloth, and I'm seeing all this beautiful pastime. The sporting pastimes in the water began, and everyone started splashing water back and forth. In the tumultuous showers of water, no one could be certain which party was winning and which was losing. The sporting water fight increased unlimitedly. Varshe sira tadid gan shinche shama navagan gana varshe tadid upare saki ganer nayan trishita chatakagan seyam mrita suke panakare. The gopis were like steady streaks of lightning, and Krishna resembled a blackish cloud. The lightning began striking water upon the cloud, and the cloud upon the lightning. Like thirsty chataka birds, the eyes of the gopis joyously drank the nectarine water from the cloud. Pratame juda jala jali, tavi juda karakari, tarapache juda mukamuki, tabe juda rida ridi, tabe haila rada radi, tava haila juda naka naki. As the fight began, Krishna and the gopis splashed water on one another. Then they fought hand to hand, face to face, chest to chest, teeth to teeth, and finally nail to nail. Sahasra kare jala seki, sahasra netre gopi deki, sahasra pare nikata gamane, sahasra muka chumbane, sahasra vapu sangame, gopi narmashune sahasra khan. Thousands of hands splashed water, and the gopis saw Krishna with thousands of eyes. With thousands of legs they came near him, and they kissed Krishna with thousands of faces. Thousands of bodies embraced Krishna. The gopis heard his joking words with thousands of ears. Narma is Narma Shune. Krishna Radha Lana Bale, Gela Kanta Dagna Jale, Chadila Tahan Jahan Aghada Pani. Tena Krishna Kantadari Vase Jalar Upari Gajat Kate Jaiche Kamalini. Krishna forcibly swept Radharani away and took her into water up to her neck. Then he released her, where the water was very deep. She grasped Krishna's neck, however, and floated on the water like a lotus plucked by the trunk of an elephant. Jata Gopa Sundari Krishna Tata Rupadari Sabara Vastra Karila Karan or Karila Harane Jamana Jala Nirmala Anga Kare Jala Mala Suke Krishna Kare Darshane. Krishna expanded himself as many forms as there were gopis and then took away all the garments that covered them. The water of the river Yamuna was crystal clear, and Krishna saw the glittering bodies of the gopis in great happiness. Padmini lata sakichai kaila karu sahai taranga haste patra samrapila keya mukta kesha pasha age kaila adovasa haste keya kanchuli darila. The lotus stems were friends of the gopis, and therefore helped them by offering them their lotus leaves. The lotuses pushed their large round leaves over the surface of the water with their hands, the waves of the Yamuna to cover the gopis' bodies. Some gopis undid their hair and kept it in front of them as dresses to cover the lower portions of their bodies, and use their hands as bodices to cover their breasts, because they're naked in the Yamuna and they want to protect themselves from this mad elephant. Krishna Kalaha Radha Sane Gopi Gana Seishane Himavja Vane Gila Lukaite Akanta Vapu Jale Paishe Mukha Macha Jale Bhase Padme Mukha Na Parichanite Padme Mukhe Na Parichanite. Then Krishna quarreled with Radharani and all the gopis. Krishna Kalaha Radha. And all the gopis hid themselves in a cluster of white lotus flowers. They submerged their bodies up to their necks in water. Only their faces floated above the surface of the water. and their faces were indistinguishable from the lotuses. Eta Krishna Radhasane Kailaje Achilamane Gopigana Anveshite Gela Tabe Radha Shukshmamati Janiya Sakirastiti Saki Madhya Asiya Milila Saki Madhya Asiya Milila. In the absence of the other gopis, Krishna behaved with Radharani as freely as he desired. When the gopis began searching for Krishna, Radharani, being a very fine intelligence, and thus knowing the situation of her friends, immediately mingled in their midst. Jatta himabja jalde vasse tatta nilabja tara fashe asi asi kare milan. Nilabje himabje teke junde haya pratyeke kautuke teke tire sakki. Many white lotuses were floating in the water, and as many bluish lotus flowers came nearby. As they came close together, the white and blue lotuses collided and began fighting with one another. The gopis on the bank of the Yamuna watched with great amusement. Does anyone know what these two lotuses are? The blue lotuses are the expanded forms of Krishna, and the white lotuses are the various gopis. Chakravaka mandala pritak pritak jugal jala haite karila udgam utila padma mandala pritak pritak jugal chakravake kaila achadam. When the raised breasts of the gopis, which resembled the globe-like bodies of Chakravaka birds, emerged from the water in separate couples, the bluish lotuses of Krishna's hands rose from the water to cover them. Utila bahu raktopala pritak pritak jugala padma ganera kaila nirvaran padma chahi luti nite utpala chahi rakite chakravaka lagi dunhararan. The hands of the gopis, which resembled red lotus flowers, arose from the water in pairs to obstruct the bluish flowers. The blue lotuses tried to plunder the white Chakravaka birds, and the red lotuses tried to protect them. Thus, there was a fight between the two. Padmapala Achetana Chakravaka Sachetana Chakravake Padma Aswadhaya Ihandonhara Ultastiti Dharmahaila Vipariti Krishna Raja Aiche Nayahai. Blue and red lotus flowers are unconscious objects, whereas Chakravaka birds are conscious and alive. Nevertheless, in ecstatic love, the blue lotuses began to taste the Chakravakas. This is a reversal of their natural behavior. Usually the birds eat the flowers. But in Krishna's kingdom, such reversals are a principle of his pastimes. Mitra Mitra Sahavasi Chakravaki Lute Asi Krishna Raja Aiche Yavahar Aparichita Shatura Mitra Raki Utpala Evhara Chitra Evhara Virara Alankar. The blue lotuses are friends of the sun god, and though they all live together, the blue lotuses plunder the Chakravakas, because the blue lotuses live in the lake, and the Chakravaka birds, they also live in the lake. The red lotuses, however, bloom at night and are therefore strangers or enemies to the Chakravakas. Yet in Krishna's pastimes, red lotuses, the hands of the gopis, protect their Chakravaka breasts. This is a metaphor of contradiction. Atishayokti virod basa duyalankara prakash kare Krishna prakata dekhaila jahakare asvadana anandita moramana Nature Karna Yugma Judaila. Mahaprabhu continued, in his pastimes, Krishna displayed the two ornaments of hyperbole and reverse analogy. Tasting them brought gladness to my mind and fully satisfied my ears and eyes. Aiche vichitra kridakari tire aila shri hari sangelana sabakanta gan gandatala mardana amalaki udvartana Sevakari Tire Sakigan Seva kari tire satiga. After performing such wonderful pastimes, Krishna went to the shore of the Yamuna, taking with him his beloved gopis. Then the gopis waiting on the riverbank served them all by massaging Krishna and the other gopis with scented oil and smearing amalaki fruit on their bodies. Punarapti kailasnan shukshavastra paridan ratnamandire kaila agaman brinda krita sambhara ganda pushpa alankara vanya vesha karila racham. Then they all bathed again, and after putting on dry clothing, they went to a small jeweled house, Ratnamandir, where the gopi Brinda had arranged to dress them in forest clothing, Ganda Pushpa Alankar, ornaments made of very fragrant flowers, flower bangles, flower mala, flower waist belts, flower crowns, flower finger rings, flower shoes, flower kancholi, all made from flowers. They all bathed again. After putting on dry clothing, they went to a small jeweled house where Gopi Brinda arranged to dress them in forest clothing by decorating them with fragrant flowers, green leaves, and all kinds of other ornaments. Brindavane tarulata adhuta tahara kata mbaramasa dare pulafal Brindavane devigan kunja dasi jata jan falapariyani yasaka. In Vrindavan, the trees and creepers are wonderful. Adbhuta. Taralata adbhuta. Vrindavane taralata adbhuta. Why? Because throughout the entire year, they produce all kinds of fruits and flowers. Vrindavan, devigan, kunjadasi jatajan. The devigan and the kunjadasis, the gopis and maidservants in the bowers, Vrindavan Kunjadasis. They picked these fruits and flowers and they brought them before Radha and Krishna. Uttam samskara kari mbarabara thali bari ratnamandire pindara upare bakshanera kramakari dari jatshe sari sari age asana vasi baratare. The gopis peeled all the fruits. Uttam samskara kari barabara thali and place them together on a large plates on a platform in a jeweled cottage. Ratnamandire. They arranged the fruit in orderly rows for eating, and in front of it they made a place to sit. So there was some arrangement. Bakshanera krama kari. So they made some krama, some system. They arranged the fruits nicely on the plate, like some devotees do. Eka nari kela nara jati, eka amra nara pati. Kala kuli vivida prakar, panasa kan kar jura kamala, naranga jama shantara, draksha badhama meoya jata ar. Among the fruits were varieties of coconuts, nari kela, mangoes, bananas, berries, jackfruits, dates, tangerines, oranges, blackberries, santaras, grapes, almonds, and all kinds of dried fruit. Karamuja, shirikatala, keshura panifala murnala, bilapilo, dadimbari jata, konde shikara kyati, brindavani sabaprapti, sahasra chati leka jayakata. There were cantaloupes, palm fruits, water fruits, lotus fruits, bale fruits, pilus, pomegranates, and many others. Some are variously known in different places. But in Vrindavan, all of them are always available in many thousands of varieties, and no one can fully describe them. Ganga Jala Amrit Keli, Piyusha Granti Karpura Keli, Sarpuriam Amriti Padmachini, Kanda Shira Sara Briksha, Gari Kari Nana Bhaksha, Radha Jaha Krishna Lagiani. At home, during Apurvan Leela, from 3:36 to 6, Srimati Radharani made very wonderful sweetmeats, which would be offered to Krishna at his evening meal and later in the night during Rasa dance. They're called Gangajal Ladus, Amrit Keli, which is a type of pie, then Piyusha Granti and Karpura Keeli. She made various types of sweetmeats from milk and sugar, and then Sarpuri, Amriti, Padmachini, and Kanda Shirasara Briksha. She bought them all to Krishna. This Kanda Kiri Sara Briksha are sugar sweets made in the shape of trees. Karpura Keeli, Sarapuri, this is a sweet made from milk. Amriti is a sweet prepared from rice. Bhakshara Paripati Deki, Krishna Haila Mahasuki, Vasikala Vanya Bhojan, Sange Lana Sakigan, Radha Kaila Bhojan, Tunay Kaila Mandire Shayan. When Krishna saw the nice arrangement of food, he happily sat down and had a forest picnic. Mahasuki, very happy. After Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends took Krishna's remnants, Radha and Krishna sat down together in a jeweled house. They lay down together, Shayan. They took rest. All these are good proposals. To have all these wonderful remnants of Radharani, all this big fruit feast, then go to a nice mandir, Kunja mandir. Kaya kare vi jana, kaya padma samvahana, kaya karaya tambula bhakshan, Radha Krishna nidra gela, sakhi gana shayan kaila, dehi amara suki haila man. Some of the gopis fanned Radha and Krishna. Others massaged their feet, and some fed them betel nuts to chew. When Radha and Krishna fell asleep, all the gopis also lay down. When I saw this, my mind was very happy. Hina kali more dari, mahakola halakari, tumi sabaihan lana aila. Kanhan jamuna vrindavan, kanhan Krishna gopigan, seisuka bhanga karaila. Suddenly all of you created a great tumult and picked me up and brought me back here. Where's the river Yamuna now? Where's Vrindavan? Where's Krishna, the gopis? You have broken my happy dream. Say Sukha Bhanga Karaila. Eteka Kaite Prabhura Keva Baya Haila Sarup Gosainira Teki Tanhare Puchila. Speaking this way, Mahabhu fully returned to external consciousness. Now he's in Bhayadasha. Seeing Sarup Damodar, the Lord questioned him. Ihan kene tamara, amare lana aila, Sarup Gosaitave Kaite Lagila. Why have you brought me here? Then Sarup Damodar said, Jamanara Brahm, Tumi Samudre Padila, Samudre Tarangiasi Eta Dhura Aila. You mistook the sea for Yamuna and jumped in it. And you've been carried all this far by the waves. That's how come you're here. We didn't carry you here. Ejaliya Jale Kari, Toma Utaila, Tomara Parashe, Prima Matahaila. This fisherman caught you in his net and rescued you from the ocean. Because of your touch, he is now mad with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sabaratri Sabai Bhidai, Tomare Anveshya, Jali Jaramukeshuni, Payenu Asya. Throughout the night, we all walked searching for you. After hearing from this fisherman, we came here and found you. Tumi Morcha Chale, Brinda Bane Deka Krita, Tomara Morcha Deki Sabe Mane Payapita. While apparently unconscious, you witnessed the pastimes in Vrindavan. But when we saw you unconscious, we suffered great agony in our minds. Krishna Lama Laite Tomar Arda Bhaya Haila Tate Je Pralapa Kaila Taha Je Shunila. When we chanted the holy name of Krishna, however, you came to semi-consciousness, Arda Bhaya Dasha. And we have been hearing you speak like a madman. Prabhu Kai, Swapne Deki Kilana Vrindavane Deki Krishna Rasa Karin Gopigana Sane. Mahabhu said, in my dream I went to Vrindavan where I saw Krishna perform the Rasa dance with all the gopis. What a wonderful dream that would be. To dream the impossible dream. Like we, before we take rest, we prayed Gauranga, Krishna's Kaviraj, Swarup Damodara, Rai Ramananda. We heard this wonderful pastime of rescuing Mahaprabhu from the sea. And in that pastime, we went to Vrindavan with the Lord and had so many wonderful sights. Now I'm going to rest. Can I see that in my dream? Even something? Any portion? Even can I see just the Yamuna River in my dream? Or some lotus flowers or something? Jalakrita Kari Kaila Bane Bojan Dekiyami Pralap Kailan Hena Layaman. After sporting in the water, Mahaprabhu said, Krishna enjoyed a picnic. I can understand that after seeing this, I must have certainly talked like a madman. Tabe sarub gosan naitanre snanakaran pravare lanagara aila anit ananditahan. Then Sarub Damodar had Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathe in the sea, and then he very happily brought him back home. It's another day in the life of Lord Chaitanya. Eta kahilan prabhur samudra patan iha jay shunipaya chaitanya charan. Thus I have described the incident of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu falling into the ocean. Anyone who listens to this pastime will certainly attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paya chaitanya charan ki. This is Mahaprabhu samudra patan. It's falling into the sea. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Parejara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.